The Climate Quilt Campaign is an international initiative encouraging children around the world to get involved in protecting the environment. Using recycled materials, children from across the United States and Australia, China, Britain, the Philippines, and South Africa, among many other countries, designed pledge patches depicting how they promised to work on environmental stewardship. Last month, the patches, thousands of them, arrived at Steve's Sewing and Vacuum Center in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, where volunteers gathered to sew them all together into a huge quilt. When Steve Chubin and his wife Karen opened their store almost 20 years ago, they dreamed of a place where their neighbors could gather not just to buy fabric and thread, but to socialize and learn crafts like quilting and embroidery. That's exactly what Steve's is today. Last September, Karen Chubin was watching TV when she saw a story about the Climate Quilt Campaign. She liked the connection between conservation and quilting.
Quilting actually is one of the best, most old-fashioned, I should say, ways of recycling. Old fabrics, that's what a quilt is made of, any type of material and sewn together.
The campaign spokeswoman, Lisa Kemmerer, was describing the global initiative, sponsored by HabitatHeroes.com, and the Green School Alliance.
She was talking about the event, how to help children write pledges on patches of fabric or old T-shirts or anything that's recycled, and they write their pledge of how they keep the environment safe.
And she talked about how they were looking for volunteers to sew the pledge patches together into a quilt. Chubin wanted Steve's to be a part of the campaign, and Lisa Kemmerer says the campaign was happy to accept her offer of help.
I told her how many patches we had, 2,500 in the U.S. alone, and then 5,000 internationally. She said they would love to have a day here where they can donate their equipment, have volunteers come in and sew it all together and get this really done for us, because we're a small non-for-profit campaign and we don't have a big budget.
Steve's co-owner, Steve Chubin, says he was amazed at the positive response they got from the community when they asked their customers to help out.
We emailed people about what was going on here this weekend, a couple weeks ago. And customers called me back and said, oh, that's nice to see that you're involved in another thing that, you know, is helping the earth and being green.
Phyllis Smith got one of those emails, liked the idea, and decided to volunteer.
I'm sewing together the beautiful strips that the kids have made. They're fantastic. I mean, you read them and you go, oh, you read another one, you go, wow. And you read, we're supposed to be sewing and we can't sew for reading them. How great they are.
A lot of local students also came in to help. 5-year-old Dalen had worked with his classmates on a small quilt, and he also made individual pledges.
We all made different pledges and we wrote our ages and our names, and our quilt is right there. I did it all by myself.
Dalen pledged to use less water when washing his hands. 14-year-old Rachel and her younger brother Jacob had other ideas.
A lot of people probably like waste a lot of food, so if they just save their food, like leftovers and stuff, it will probably help a lot.
My pledge was to help the environment and pick up the trash, to, like, stop polluting.
11-year-old Patrick says the Climate Quilt Project was a chance for him to learn and express his creativity.
I learned that recycling is important and you should do it every day when you get the opportunity. I put a bunch of stickers down and I drew some smiley faces just to, like, reflect my personality and stuff.
Shauna Munshauer's 4 children made patches for the Climate Quilt, and she says the project was a fun learning experience for them.
By doing this, it makes them start to think about the way they behave and the way they're treating the environment. And hopefully, you know, they realize to cut down on energy usage and conserve water. Just small things like that, and hopefully spread it around to others by their example. You know. It would be nice if they also got an interest in the quilting or sewing. Yeah, that would be nice. I would like that.
The Climate Quilt Campaign empowers kids, says Steve's store manager, Liz Bedell, a quilter and campaign volunteer.
I guess it's just that it's important that they feel that they can affect change, that they can be a part of something and see how it makes a difference to them. and to their world.
That's the ultimate goal of the Climate Quilt and future campaigns, according to Lisa Kemmerer.
After this campaign ends, there are other ways we're going to try to engage students as well. We'll be doing campaigns throughout the year, focusing on all different things. So this campaign focused on climate. The next one might focus on endangered animals or recycling school supplies and helping getting education out of healthy eating habits, stuff like that.
The finished quilt, with some 7,500 patches, will be displayed in the United States to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Earth Day. But kids everywhere can still visit the campaign's website to create their virtual pledge patches and show how much they care about the environment. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.